Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. Last week, we talked about the Chicago Statement. And this week, we have a significant figure in the Chicago Statement joining us. We're calling this episode History Makers, the Chicago Statement. Usually, we talk about history, but here we get to have a history maker with us to talk about the Chicago Statement. Well, last week, I also mentioned to you the Ligonier Statement. This was a statement that was written in 1973, and it was written primarily by Dr. Sproul. And this statement also served then as the basis for what came to be known as the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy from 1978. Dr. Sproul has joined us in the studio and is on an episode with us. Dr. Sproul, you played both an extensive and a pivotal role in the Chicago Statement. Why did you do it?
Well, obviously, the issue of the authority of the Bible was such a pressing issue at that time, as it still is today, and it has been. You know, at the turn of the 20th century, the Dutch philosopher, theologian Abraham Kuyper made the comment that biblical criticism had become biblical vandalism. And there was this all-out assault against the trustworthiness of sacred scripture. So this was a burning question in the seminaries and in the churches and so on. So we first had the conference in 73, gathering scholars from all around to defend the biblical inerrancy. And then Harold Lindzell came out with his book, The Battle for the Bible.
Battle for the Bible, right.
And at that time, he was the head editor of Christianity Today. And I knew him, and I wrote to him, and I said, asked Carl, I said, why don't you call a summit meeting of scholars from all over the world and from all different Christian denominations to address this issue of the authority of sacred scripture? He responded to me and basically said that in his office, he didn't think that that was appropriate for him to use his position for that. But he suggested that I do it.
Great idea. Why don't you do it?
So I had very shortly after that, I was with some men in California in an apologetics conference, and we discussed this and decided together that we should get together a council drawn from, again, all different denominations and scholars from around the world to address this question of the inerrancy of Scripture. People like Francis Schaeffer and Jim Packer and Roger Nicol and A. Wetherill Johnson, and other people like that, Jim Boyce, John Gerstner, Norman Geisler, this group made up the council.
Yes.
And then the council produced materials defending Scripture, and we called this summit meeting of over 200 scholars in Chicago to address the issue. And one of the members of the council had been asked in advance to write a series of affirmations and denials on inerrancy. And unfortunately, when we got to the council, he had been prevented from accomplishing that task, and we didn't have the document. And so on midnight, the night before the general session, the council pressed me into service at midnight and asked me to write these affirmations and denials. And so I did. I got in a room, sat down at midnight, and worked till 3 or 4 in the morning writing the affirmations and denials for the Chicago Statement. And then the next day, we took it to the whole 200 and had everybody suggest changes or additions, subtractions, improvements, and basically editorial aspects. And then we had an editorial committee to take all of that input and polish and refine the final draft and the final statement. And then we brought that before the whole group of 200 scholars, and there was the public affirmation of the Chicago Summit.
That's fascinating. It's fascinating to think that you could get that many evangelical scholars in one room and get them to agree on something so extensive.
It was not
theologically.
Easy. Well, I'll tell you, when you got down to the fine points, there were.
I'm sure there were. Well, I'm glad you did it. I'm glad for those couple hours, the wee hours of the morning in that hotel room. That was a statement that sustained a generation and now beyond. And it is a crucial statement that reminds us of the authority of Scripture, which is just so crucial to the church's identity. So thank you for your work on the Chicago Statement, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
Well, as we finish this week's episode, we have time for a quote from the Puritan Thomas Goodwin. "Christ dispatched more work in those 33 years wherein he lived, yea, in those 3 hours wherein he suffered, than ever was or will be done by all creatures to eternity."